"My choice is made," she said in a dull voice. Strickland's injurious calm robbed Strover of the rest of his self-control. Blind rage seized him, and without knowing what he was doing, he flung himself on Strickland. Strickland was taken by surprise, and he staggered. But he was very strong, even after his illness, and in a moment, he did not know exactly how, Strover found himself on the floor. "You funny little man," said Strickland. Strover picked himself up. He noticed that his wife had remained perfectly still, and to be made ridiculous before her increased his humiliation. His spectacles had tumbled off in the struggle, and he could not immediately see them. She picked them up and silently handed them to him. He seemed suddenly to realize his unhappiness, and though he knew he was making himself still more absurd, he began to cry. He hid his face in his hands. The others watched him without a word. They did not move from where they stood.
"Oh, my dear," he groaned at last, "how can you be so cruel?"
"I can't help myself, Dirk," she answered.
"I've worshipped you as no woman was ever worshipped before. If in anything I did, I displeased you. Why didn't you tell me and I'd have changed? I've done everything I could for you."
She did not answer. Her face was set, and he saw that he was only boring her. She put on a coat and her hat. She moved towards the door, and he saw that in a moment she would be gone. He went up to her quickly and fell on his knees before her, seizing her hands. He abandoned all self-respect.
"Oh, don't go, my darling. I can't live without you. I shall kill myself."